Country Bob FM. Bob Almanac, today it's Friday, May 1st, May Day, 122nd day in. We have 244 full, complete 24-hour rotations of the Earth left to go here in 2020. 1925, future Baseball Hall of Famer catcher Jimmy Fox, one of the greatest of all time, Neil.
Oh, double X.
He makes his major league debut on this date, 1925, at the ripe age of 17.
I didn't know he was a catcher. I thought he played first.
It's, well, he started as a catcher.
Maybe he did, yeah.
Early on, yeah, and 17. Then decided him to move over to first, because just like Joe Mauer, they decided that would extend his career. And he pinch hit on this date. Can you imagine being a 17-year-old playing in the major leagues?
That's pretty impressive.
We've had several 19-year-olds. I know, obviously, Ken Griffey Jr. was a 19-year-old. I think Robin Yount was really young, and there have been many others that have been 19, but not many 17.
No, I think Joe Nuxall or somebody, he pitched when he was very young, too. But Jimmy Fox, yeah, he's a member of the 500-plus home run club.
1939, even though this theme wasn't around in 39 when Batman made its comic debut, still the best theme of any. All due respect to Prince and his Bat Dance song he did from the 1989 Batman movie.
Right.
This is the only Batman song that really counts.
I'm with you.
So Batman made its debut as a comic strip hero, DC Comics, this date in their episode, their edition number 27 is DC Comics, Detective Comics number 27, a year or so after the Action Comics debuted Superman. Superman came first before Batman.
Yes.
Not much earlier, but it was just a tad bit earlier. 39. How about 41?
Start your day with Cheerios, protein-rich cereal made from oats.
So Cheerios made its debut. General Mills originally named it Cheerioats. Cheerioats. And then they took out the T and changed the spelling a little bit and made it Cheerios in 1945. And it's been around for a while. It's one of the great, historic, iconic breakfast cereals, ready to eat. And you know, they've come, what's your favorite traditional Cheerio flavor? Do you like the honey nut? Do you like the chocolate
ones?
They have the apple cinnamon.
I like the chocolate
you
ones.
You do. Yep. 1941, Cheerios made its debut. How about in 1960 in the news?
On display in Moscow, the wreckage of pilot Francis Powers' U-2 reconnaissance plane for Muscovites and foreign newsmen to see as the Soviet launches its most belligerent anti-American propaganda barrage in recent years.
The Cold War was on, baby. It was ready to ramp up. Francis Gary Powers' U-2 spy plane shot down over the Soviet Union. On this date, he was taken prisoner. And as you know, they had to do a prisoner exchange. The U.S. was holding on to a Soviet spy, so they did a little swat. Look, basically, it was Rick Spielman. Making a trade.
Yes.
Maybe they got a couple of draft picks out of their player to be named later.
Some cash.
1961, this is something you never want to hear, but Fidel Castro announced there would be no more elections in Cuba. As a resident of Cuba, I don't know if you'd like to hear that. We can't vote anymore?
Yeah, so it's just whoever you tell us.
That was in 61.
Heartthrob pop singer Elvis Presley is a real-life bridegroom at last. 8 years ago, when he was a soldier in Germany, he met Priscilla Beaulieu, daughter of a U.S. lieutenant colonel who was also serving out there.
Elvis and Priscilla married on this date. They would divorce some 6-7 years later sometime with 73, 74, somewhere in that vicinity. So that was a happy anniversary, Elvis and Priscilla Presley on this date. She was Beaulieu at the time. They got married in Las Vegas. Met in Germany, Neil.
Yep.
1971.
Very fitting.
Yeah, certainly was. Certainly not by design either. There's the great Richie Havens singing the Amtrak theme from the 70s. Amtrak was born on this date. It began its service, government-supported rail service. It's still going today. Every now and then you'll be driving along. It'll be on 10 and a pretty well-used rail there. Those tracks are used quite a bit between St. Cloud and, of course, runs up to Fargo, etc.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, it goes right into the Twin Cities every now and then.
Sure.
On Highway 10, you'll see an Amtrak that'll be flying through. Typical silver cars and
yep.
all. 1972.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind.
So the Eagles, they were Linda Ronstadt's backing band, and Linda pretty much said, you know, you guys are too good. You guys got to go out on your own. I don't want to play with you anymore. I love you. You're great, but you guys got to do your own thing. And they did, and they released their first single on this date. Called Take It Easy. And I say the Eagles, they're one of the great groups of all time. I think they took the term country rock to a new term. We really didn't hear about that until the Eagles.
Right.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate. And boy, they did okay from their debut in 72. And
their first greatest hits album is still one of the biggest selling of all time.
So good.
So that was in 72. Oh, we've got more Soviet Union and Russia news.
In an unprecedented step, the Kremlin acknowledged there'd been an accident, but only after Scandinavian scientists had picked up high radiation levels. A statement from the Soviet Council of Ministers was read on television, a sign of the degree of Moscow's concern.
So we knew it several days before because we have, you know, satellites and planes and things. We knew that something had happened at Chernobyl, and finally, the Soviets admitted to that on this date, 1986, as the news agency TASS reports
clean.
Chernobyl nuclear power plant mishap, the world's worst ever. And as we speculated earlier this week, we think that that was the cause of Andre Agassi's hair loss as well. It was a delayed response. He was probably playing at a charity or maybe an unsanctioned World Tennis Tour event in Chernobyl. I don't know if Chernobyl was part of the tour back then, but he was
clearly
getting a little extra money.
Yeah, wrong place, wrong time.
So he wasn't getting enough money in those ads that he was doing for the Canon camera.
Oh, yeah.
Back in 86. Also 86.
It's a great day for us. We thank God we've arrived at the top of the world in good health and spirits. We are deeply indebted to the 49 Huskies and Canadian Eskimo dogs who pulled us so long and hard to bring us here at the top of the world.
That's Twin City and Ann Bancroft. Her and a group of people, including their leader of the expedition, was Will Steger.
Mm, sure.
He's a Twin Cityan as well. Their expedition reached the North Pole. So a big, big Minnesota connection to that. We were pretty proud.
We should be.
And Jason Davis chronicled it. You remember Jason Davis from
Channel
5. He's on the road again.
Yes.
He's on the road. That was in 1986. In 89 in California.
Who did you think he was when he walked in?
I just thought he was somebody who was casing the store, actually.
You thought he was a robber?
Right, because he had on a disguise and he kept adjusting his mustache in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Michael Jackson.
Oh, really?
Yes, Michael Jackson wanted to just do some simple shopping at a jewelry store, and they called the police on him because he was suspicious. Turned out to be Michael Jackson shopping in a disguise. You know what? As rich as he was in 1989, don't you think he could hire a makeup guy?
You would think.
You've seen what these makeup guys and gals can do
right.
to people.
Magic.
With the right fake hair and the right adhesive and the right makeup and things. I mean, they could basically make him look like anything. Maybe make him look like he did when he was younger.
Right.
So that then they really know who it was. But 1989, it was Michael Jackson. That certainly stirred some things up. 1991 on this date, Texas Rangers starter Nolan Ryan. His seventh no-hitter, seventh and last no-hitter at the age of 44, the oldest man.
Wow.
This guy was 44 and he was still throwing over 100 miles an hour.
I don't see that changing. I don't think anybody's going to beat that record.
He was throwing heat. Things were pretty hot in L.A. too.
You know, can we all get along? Can we get along? Can we stop making it horrible for the older people and the kids.
It was a heartfelt plea there from Rodney King. This date, 1992, was the third day of the riots, and people had been killed and hurt and property damaged and destroyed. Rodney King, who was, of course, the center of the whole thing with the videotape beating, he came out and said, can we just all get along? And then, of course, Hank Jr. came along and said what?
Can we all get along, neck?
Yes, that is exactly what he said. 1998, Aero Air was fine. They're airlines. I've never flown them. Have you ever heard of Aero Air?
I have not.
They sound like a no-frills airline.
Yeah.
You know, no frills, but, you know, economy airline, I think is the term that they use in the industry. But they were fined $5 million for using spare parts that lacked federal approval in the U.S. They were caught when they were up at East Bethel at You Pull Our Parts, pulling off a water heater off a 73 Caprice. And a water pump is what I wanted to say there. Totally blew the joke.
Oh,
but
wow.
That was 1998, 2004. Giants outfielder Barry Bonds sets an MLB record. He was intentionally walked four times in a nine-inning game against Florida. Now, the reason they did that is, well, you got to credit the Florida pitchers because they didn't want to pitch to him because they knew that Barry Bonds was
a cheater.
Yeah, so that was the state 2004. 2011, this was historic.
Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda.
Those angry Americans, we got some revenge a little bit there.
Yes.
This date, 2011, that's 9 years ago that we got him.
Wow.
Osama bin Laden dead. And then a year ago.
It's the refrain every child in America knows and most adults remember. Sesame Street is the children's show that is as inclusive as it is progressive, and it's celebrating its 50th year.
From the very beginning, New York City has been our hometown, as well as the physical and emotional inspiration for the street where all the Sesame Street Muppets and human characters live.
New York named a street Sesame Street, finally. Only took him 50 years. It's at West 63rd and Broadway. You know, I saw Bert and Ernie, but where's Snuffleupagus? They did not invite him to the party. I'd be angry if I was Snuffleupagus.
Yeah, his invitation lost in the mail, evidently.
Birthdays.
So many things I would have done.
I think they have something against animals with trunks on that show. She's the folk singer Judy Collins, 81 today. Sending the Clowns is a pretty good one, too. You know the Sending the Clowns song, Neil?
Yes, I do, and it's been used, you know, appropriately a few times.
Well, Bob FM staff meetings.
Yes.
So Judy Collins, more great music from a female singer. She was married to Kris Kristofferson. I think she dated every member of Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Rita Coolidge.
Oh, yes.
This is a Boz Scaggs song. We couldn't play it before because of the copyright kerfuffle. That, of course, thank goodness, has been alleviated.
Yes.
And settled.
Yep, we took care of that.
That's right. A deal is in place. So a 75 for Rita Coolidge here today. Ever watch that Law & Order SVU show?
I'm proud of my time here. And I'm honored and grateful to have worked with the finest unit of detectives I've ever known.
He was the bald guy, Captain Cragen. Release the Cragen. He's Dan Florek. He's on our he's on our birthday list today. He's 70. I hate to break it to you, Neil, but Ray Parker Jr. had more songs than just Ghostbusters.
Yes, he did.
Because he had a little group called Radio.
Yes.
This is The Other Woman.
I remember listening to it on the radio vividly.
He is 66 today. That movie, 18 Again.
What the hell happened to my voice?
Charlie, I got my wish. I'm 18 again.
Now he's going back to school.
Do you have a problem? Do you realize the last time I saw a naked lady?
Charlie Schlatter was the young guy opposite George Burns in a delightfully entertaining movie from 1988 called 18 Again. Do you remember it?
I vaguely recall it.
Well,
yes.
You should see it. Rent it today. Look for it on Redbox because he actually did a pretty good George Burns impersonation while George Burns was in his body. 54 today. Tim McGraw, like 53. Him. We know what he sounds like. How about Family Matters?
A little TV theme time?
Yes, indeed.
Nice.
He played Eddie. The son.
Yeah.
How he put up with Urkel, I don't... How he was able to resist just punching Urkel out multiple times per episode, I don't know.
He's a better man than I.
The self-control that Eddie Winslow showed on the show, it's amazing. Darius McCrary is 44, one of the Impractical Joker guys.
You guys, how's that funny? It's not funny! Joe!
Come on, kids.
Down,
everybody.
Q! Joke's over. Lower me down.
I want my mommy. That's James Murray. Mm-hmm. He's Murray. He's kind of the short one, the balding one, the skinny one. He's 44. And that gray guy, Christian Grey from the 50 Shades of Grey. Did you ever watch that, or is that too racy and randy for you?
Yeah, too racy for me,
yeah,
Jim.
It is. It is. It gets deep. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. It can be embarrassing for some folks.
Right.
Jamie Dornan was the gray guy in the movies. He's 30. I don't know if was he gray. I can't remember. Did he have gray hair? Why'd they call him gray? That was his last name, I guess. Because it's a 50 Shades of Gray.
Right. I don't
know. It's ironic. No. It's a play on words.
Gone but not forgotten today. Frontiers woman Martha Jane Canary Burke. You know her as Calamity Jane. She was born on this day, 1852.
Where did she get that nickname? Everywhere she went, it was a calamity?
It was a calamity, you know. But she was an outdoors woman, you know, rescued people, you know, did it all, was in the 1901 Pan Am, whatever that was, the games.
Pan Am Games, yep. Yeah, sure.
And she's buried in Deadwood right next to Wild Bill, of course. Kate Smith, a great singer.
Songs to sing.
Bigger than life voice.
And you'll be shocked to know that she sang more songs than just God Bless America.
Huh.
Go figure.
Yeah. Well, it worked for the Philadelphia Flyers. The Broad Street Bullies there. That was 1907.
Didn't she get a shift?
For the great,
there were a couple of games. She skated on the fourth line, the checking line. Wasn't she on the checking line?
Yeah, she was a winger. On the checking line. Kate Smith, 1907. Comedian Louie Nye, 1913. He was the Tonight Show host following Steve Allen, Jack Parr.
I believe my last words were that there must be a better way of making a living than this. Well, I have looked.
So he came back.
Yeah. That's when he walked off the show.
Right.
Says there's got to be a better way of making a living than he came back.
That's a pretty good bit. That's a pretty good bit. Jack Parr, I think he was a little bit maybe full of himself. But
He was before Carson.
Right.
And he was different
Steve
than
Allen.
Carson.
Yes.
He was maybe a little more political than Carson,
yes.
A little more controversial, if you will.
Yep.
Hard-hitting.
Yep. And before there was Alex Trebek, there was Art Fleming.
And now, here's the star of Jeopardy, Art Fleming.
Good morning. Thank you, players. Thank you, Don Pardo. Thank you, my friend. Good morning. I hope it's a good one for you. Thank you. The contestants for the day, good morning, players. Look at the board now as we all play Jeopardy.
There was three good mornings in there.
He got them.
Yeah,
and,
Art,
you know,
he was a very nice man.
Yeah, it's funny about this. The dollar, this is from the maybe the 70s, the dollar amounts on the board started at $10.
Oh,
the top category was $10.
I remember when it went to 50. That's kind of when I first started remembering it. But $10, wow. Art Fleming there, 1924. Pro Football Hall of Famer Chuck Bednarik, maybe know the name. He is 59. And ABC newscaster Max Robinson, you may recognize, born on this day, 1939. First black man to anchor a major network newscast. And they're gone, but not forgotten.
Met a little girl, her name was June.
Oh, my.
A little bit south of Saskatoon.
What, did Sonny James end up on the floor somewhere?
Yeah.
Got sucked out by the breeze outside on the parking lot. Sonny James on the list here today. Again, Neil Staff, Miss Sonny James, 1928. He had at one stretch 16 number one songs in a row.
Yeah.
So your staff
might
want to acknowledge that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now they're all gone.
But not forgotten.
Well, happy Friday to everybody. Happy May Day. Would you like to start a Bob-a-thon with Johnny Cash? I've been everywhere. Mm. Shenandoah next to you, next to me, or Dierks Bentley, what was I thinking?
I'll go Johnny Cash today.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault.